Welcome back to Let's Talk About Death and Dying. It's been a minute and I'm so glad to be back. Today we're going to talk about approaching year two in COVID-19 and exploring what grief looks like. Can you believe that we are still in a pandemic? I'm gonna be real honest. I didn't think it would be going on this long. I didn't have any expectations. I didn't know what to expect. You know, it's something new, something that I've never experienced before, something that I never had a schema to even think about. But I didn't think things would be going on this long. I'm not sure how things are where you are, but where I am, it's kind of like where we started. Numbers were high. Cases are high, numbers are high, and it's kind of like that now. It's a lot of uncertainty and not really knowing what's coming next. So the end of 2019 happened. January 1st, we said Happy New Year, and we were going along just fine, working on our goals, working on losing weight, saving money, you know, all that stuff you work on in the beginning of the year. And then by the time March came, we was learning about COVID-19 and what that is, what it meant. But during that time in 2020, there was a lot of discussion about, you know, vaccination and how that could turn things around and how things would get better. So then the vaccine rolled out and, you know, people were starting to get it and we thought things were going to get better. But as time has gone on, there's just been a lot of back and forth, And right now we're at the booster phase. So, you know, you got the first shot, you waited 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, get the second, then you wait 6 months and you get the booster. But numbers are still spiking. People are still getting COVID. People are still dying and we are still grieving. I haven't been anywhere, my own choice. When I say I haven't been anywhere, I mean like I haven't been on a plane, I haven't been in a restaurant, and I'm still doing things on Zoom. Just really in contact with just my family. I go to church, but even with going to church, I serve on media and I'm in the back and then I'm out the door. And I don't know if you are living a similar way. Maybe you just go to work and come home and that's it. Maybe you just see your family. Maybe you're not doing things with other people. Now, before COVID, I was very social, very involved with different community activities and going to meetings, going to conferences and hanging out with my friends and all those kind of things. But I have pumped the brakes on all of that. Now you can imagine what that might be like for such a long length of time. Because we are moving into year two. And I'm sorry, I still can't believe it. I still can't believe that we are moving into year two. Do you ever just wake up and just pray that COVID is gone? Does it ever cross your mind? Like, one day I'm going to wake up and I'm not going to have to put this mask on my face. I do. I think about it. Pray that that's something that happens. But there are things that I've noticed in me that have developed as a result of this long-term dilemma. And we all have things that we do to stay safe, things that make us feel safe. So, for example, I like to clean anyway. Like, I love to clean. But I feel like me cleaning with bleach, now I never use bleach ever. I don't like the way it sticks to my skin. But since being in COVID, me and bleach are newfound friends. So I got my spray, I got the wipes, I'm putting it in my cleaning water, you know. And I'm like, when I clean and I use the bleach, like, that makes me feel like COVID is not gonna hit my house. That's how I feel. I do. Or me not doing things that's gonna decrease my chances of getting COVID. But we're approaching Thanksgiving here in the United States. And me and my family, we are still on year two of a virtual gathering. Because my family is very small. And we want to make sure that, you know, we all stay safe. So that's different. We can't get together and sit around the table and give each other a hug and crack jokes. We do all that on Zoom, and it's still a good time, but there's a little grief in there not being able to get together again. Because we thought that by 2021, with the vaccine getting rolled out, COVID would be gone. I'm sure you thought it too. Once the vaccine got rolled out and those brave people who were the first waves of people to get it, they're going to get it. The numbers are going to go down and COVID's going to go away. But that hasn't happened. Now the babies are getting COVID. And now there's a vaccine for the babies. What is happening? What are we going to do to get this out of the earth? How long is this going to be here? How long do I have to stay in the house away from everybody? How long is it going to be before I can go back and sit in a restaurant and feel comfortable? You might not feel very comfortable. You might notice you're more fatigued, or you don't have an appetite anymore, or you're not sleeping very well, or you're sleeping a lot, because we have been in long-term duress. And you might be at a point where you don't even want to do nothing. I used to really like exercising. I miss going to the gym. Haven't been to the gym. Again, in my choice. It's my choice because I know that the gym is open. I know that people go and I know that people are doing these things. But I am just choosing not to do these things because I feel more comfortable that it's keeping me safe. And that I'm keeping other people safe, because that's important to me too. Me keeping my family safe is important to me. Me keeping myself safe so I can interact with my family is important to me. What is important to you? Because we all have different outlooks on life. So I want you to really think about that. What is important to you, and what are you willing to sacrifice because of the level of importance? I miss hanging out with my friends, and I miss going outside without a mask on my face, and I miss being able to potentially go on a plane when I want to and it not be a big deal. You know, I do miss those things. So there is a level of grief there, because those things are not the same as they were. Now we have to take different precautions and consider different things and have adjustments to our life that maybe we didn't have before. Like, I have a bag that I affectionately call my Corona bag in my car. It has my mask, my hand sanitizer, hand wipes, hand sanitizer wipes, disinfecting wipes. And everywhere I go, or every time I step in the car, I'm wiping my hands. Every time I touch a door, I have a wipe with me. If I go to the ATM, I'm wiping the ATM down. When I use, before I use it, when I use it, and then at, like, okay, before I use the ATM, and then after I use the ATM, I'm wiping it down. These are things that I did not do prior to COVID. And I think even when COVID is gone, because COVID is going to be gone, it will not be here. When it is gone, I think I'm still going to do these same things though. I don't think I'm going to take it out of my practice. I think I would still, you know, wipe the ATM down. I used to have gloves, but now, you know, I make sure I have a disinfectant wipe when I'm pumping gas. You know, I think I'm still going to do those things. You know, I think they're good practices. I think I'm still going to continue to use this bleach. I think it's a good practice. You know, there are things that you are doing that maybe you didn't do before that you're like, I'm not going back to the old way I live my life. On the run, on the go, constantly doing things, tired. You have slowed down since COVID has happened. And you are better for it. So whatever those things are, keep those in practice. Now, one thing I do want to say is I want you to monitor yourself. We are still in a pandemic. It is still stressful. We got to eat fruits and vegetables. We got to eat good. We got to stop eating all that frozen stuff. We got to stop eating all that fast food. I'm not saying you don't indulge in a treat every now and again, because I know for me, that is how I've been having a little fun, because I can't have fun the other ways I used to have fun. So I might treat myself to a piece of German chocolate cake or a hot and ready pizza, glass of wine. But I know that I also have to drink some water, eat some fruits and vegetables, eat some fish, some chicken, or if you're a vegetarian, you're going to eat all the good vegetarian dishes with all the spices and just all the fun stuff that you like to use in your dishes. And we got to get some sleep. And I know this is one thing that I struggle with, is cutting things off. Stealing away from the TV, from the phone, from the computer. Stepping away. Closing your eyes and just being still. We have to calm our spirits during this time. Because when we're constantly looking at a screen, when we're constantly looking at a TV, and then we're constantly taking in bad news, news that's making us anxious, that's going to translate into our bodies. And how our bodies take all of that in is going to show up in neck pains, back pains, stomach aches, headaches. So if you notice you're in pain a lot, maybe you are holding a lot of stress. Sometimes we just have to stop. When our minds get to racing and we get to making stuff up and it's gloom and doom, you have to stop. You have to stop. What are you feeding yourself that's positive? What are you saying to yourself every day that's good? If it's nothing, we have to incorporate those things into our life as well. With the fruits and the vegetables and the water. Now, whatever you like to call it, whether that is a positive affirmation, words of encouragement, inspirational message, whatever feels good to you. But we have to incorporate that. Because it's real easy for us to come up with the negative, but it's hard to come up with that positive. So we got to come up with the positive more than the negative. When do we pay attention to our own selves? If we're constantly running, if we're constantly on the go and we're doing so many things and we're taking care of work obligations, we're taking care of our families, we're taking care maybe of our parents, maybe you're a caregiver, and maybe it's just you by yourself. Have to slow down. You have to give yourself time to rest. When do you rest? When do you let go of the cares of this world? When do you do it? So what I want you to do, monitor yourself. Pay attention to your habits, what you're doing. Are you drinking a little more? Are you eating a little more? Are you eating less? Are you exercising a lot? Are you on the phone a lot more? What are you doing? How are you taking care of yourself? I know it's hard. I know you're tired. I know you're frustrated. I know that your faith and your hope is dwindling. Cause I know last year you was doing good. But it's been so long since this pandemic has been going on. And you're just a little weary. But I want you to hold on. You're not by yourself. You are not alone in how you feel. We're all in this together. And we're all doing our very best to make it through. We're coping the best ways that we know how. But if you are using things and it's interrupting your daily life and activities, please get help. If it's weighing on you heavily, if you're having a hard time getting out the bed, if you just don't like who you are right now, please get help. And I'm not talking about call your friend and vent help. I'm talking about professional help. I'm talking about if you need a program, go get in a program. You have so many people who love you. And when you hurt, they hurt. They might not know all the ins and outs of your hurt, but they hurt. Take a step. You might know you need to get to the help, but maybe you need to work on the exercising first, or work on the drinking water, or work on eating a full meal. But take some type of step, because we don't know when this thing is going to end. If you are a person of faith, hold on to your faith. Hold on to your beliefs. Emerge yourself and your practices. You can still be around like-minded people in a safe way. YouTube is beautiful. You can watch videos. We have apps on our phones. We have the most technology. And we can do things that our grandparents and great-grandparents could only dream of doing. And if we're blessed, some of our grandparents are doing those things. So let's use our resources wisely. I'm not saying you got to do it overnight, because I know it is not an overnight process. But I just want to say, you take a step and you keep taking a step. And the more you take some steps, the better things will be. Got to put some positive things in there and take the negative things out. I'm not saying take everything away and not replace it with something. Because if you take everything away, that's not going to be good either. That's going to make you feel some kind of way too. So I hope you're monitoring yourself. You're putting some positive things in your life, whether that's changing your health habits, whether that is connecting to your faith, you're monitoring your emotions, your behaviors, and you're making sure that you're saying something positive to yourself. And you know what else makes us feel good? It's when we check on somebody else. So if you need to send a text, call them on the phone. Say, hey, how you doing? Not that you're trying to pry or be nosy or anything like that. But when you help others, it makes you feel good. I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful that you're listening to this podcast. I started this podcast because I needed to get my emotions and feelings out after my aunt died. And it's really been a blessing for me to be able to talk to you guys. I hope something I said has been helpful to you, has blessed your life. And I just really want to thank you for supporting this podcast. Until we meet again.